I had been mayor of Bags, and then I was a Carbon County commissioner from 1990 to 2004. Then I was defeated, and one of my sisters, I come from a large family, there's eight of us, I'm the oldest. We've all been to college, we all had the opportunity to go to college, and we grew up on a ranch. But this one sister told me when I lost the election, she said, "You know, Linda, if you play in politics and sports long enough, you'll lose." But I did serve 14 years as a Carbon County Commissioner, and I was the first woman ever to be appointed or elected. Right now, we have two female, though. And then I started working to becoming an Episcopal priest. And in our small communities, having a priest is limited by finances. And so Wyoming Diocese, Episcopal Diocese, as has several other dioceses in the country, have used what they call a local priest model. And you go to school and you train. You do not go to a seminary, move away. But I've been ordained and an Episcopal priest last summer. I've always been an Episcopalian. The Episcopalians came into the Little Snake River Valley very, very early, and they were there in the early 1900s. The Bags Church was built, the building itself, in 1903. There were services at the end of the 1800s being held. So for many, many years, the Episcopal Church was basically the only church. And I was baptized there, I was confirmed there, married in the church. So it seemed like a natural fit, you know, my theology and philosophies and was at home at that church.